UNAIDS provides technical support to all the co-sponsors, and we provide also technical support in terms of policy development, in terms of workplace policy, in terms of material development. But then for this particular project, we have developed some IEC materials, information, education and communication materials that are very easy to use. And we are targeting this project, or the roads project, because we believe that WFP is opening up feeder roads to the communities. And these communities will have linkages with the cities. And if you understand about the HIV prevalence in the country, the estimate is saying that it's more urban-based than in the rural communities. So we need to target the communities in the rural areas who are connected by the feeder roads to have basic information, because they will now get connected to the cities.
Mm-hmm. So now, when you're targeting these road workers and the rural people there, so what mm-hmm. exactly are you telling them? What messages do they need to know?
There is a basic information that we needed to share with them, and the training that we are starting today for the next 3 days, it's a TOT training. It is WFP selected some key people from the communities who are going to disseminate the information. So my role today and tomorrow will be to teach them or to pass them the information on how to use the IEC materials in order to pass the basic information. It's mainly about what HIV and AIDS is, how it is transmitted, and how the communities can prevent themselves from being infected. So it's for them to understand, because there's quite a lot of myths that are happening in the communities on what HIV and AIDS is and how it's being transmitted. We can also discuss during this workshop on how HIV cannot be transmitted. So these materials are very easy to use. It's more pictorial in form. So the representatives that have come from the different communities, because it's a WOW Warab Road project. So these key persons who come from these communities will now use, will go with these materials, and at their own timing, which is supported by WSC, now to do the information dissemination as agreed by the communities.
Now, in this situation, where is this really correct to say that the construction workers are vulnerable or are at high risk of transmitting the disease or the other, the virus, or the other way around?
I think the vulnerability comes in terms of information. People have to make an informed decision. So once people understand what HIV is, how it is transmitted, because, you know, when the roads are opened up, there's already a link between, it increases movement. And when people move, there are quite a lot of practices. And you also know that as people travel from one location to the other, definitely they'll develop some relationship, and their relationship, they should know that once I am in a relationship, I need to know my status, I need to know my partner's status, and if we know our status, then we can make an informed decision. And also we should be in a position to have, to follow up on treatment, to follow up if we are found positive, and if we are found negative, we'll understand how to stay negative. So they are vulnerable in the sense that not everybody knows the information, and even where to go and get the services. So this training is really kind of an eye-opener for the communities who do not know information. So for us, we think that lack of information is vulnerability. That is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. So now for the communities that, of course, you said this is more focusing on the community who are going to host these people who are working on the construction of this road, this feeder road you're talking about?
This is not the first training I conducted. WFC Feeder Road Project was in Nimule Magui Road, and also from Mundri to Bangalore. So before we started the training, we did an assessment in those two roads, and it's the same project that is happening here. So it is the same road. I have not been to the site where the road construction is happening, but at least I have an impression because of the two assessments that we conducted before the first training is conducted in Magui and also in Mundri, Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now, what would be your message to the people who you're targeting?
I think the general message to the whole population of South Sudan is that we need to know the right information about HIV and AIDS. We need to know how we can prevent ourselves from HIV and AIDS. And we need to know where we can seek services, because there are already services available in the facilities. And also, once we understand this information, we can reduce stigma and discrimination, because this is one of the biggest problems. And stigma and discrimination is happening in these communities of South Sudan because we do not know the right information. And one person in a family is HIV positive, it already affects this person, because people will not understand how to relate with the person who is living positively. And also the community. So the message is that we should stop. Actually, stigma and discrimination kills more than the virus itself, because then we take some kind of habits or behaviors that would end up killing us if I am living positive. So we as community should get the right information and stop stigma and discriminating people who are living with HIV.
All right. Thank you very much, Betty Araba, Community Mobilization and Networking Advisor with UNAIDS, for talking to us.
Thank you very much.